Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening also. In Islam, we have two categories of gunah, sins. One is gunah-e-sagira and the other is gunah-e-kabira. Gunah-e-sagira, minor sins, and gunah-e-kabira means the major sins. As Muslims, we are required to be very, very vigilant, very careful, that intentionally we don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To your best ability, you want to make sure that you save yourself from guna, be it sagira or kabira, major or minor sins. However, when it comes to the minor sins, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has explained that there is no other guna when it comes to getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naraz and angry than the sin of shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created you. Allah gave you the eyes. Allah gave you the nose. Allah gave you this beautiful body. When you open up your fridge and when you see this stock of food, drinks and food, Allah blesses you with breakfast, lunch, your clothes, your good health. Everything that you are enjoying today is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then insan gives this credit to some other entity, some other thing of this dunya, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called shirk, that is called kufr. And that is why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam has mentioned this very clearly, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I'm not well, it is Allah who gives me shifa. There is no one that is going to remove any kind of calamity from you. And there is no one that can actually give you any kind of benefit. When we read Surah Al-Fatiha, we read that our Rabb is Rabbul Alameen. And Rabb means that He is your cherisher, He is your nourisher, He is your protector, He is your sustainer. And He is looking after you in all of your matters. And then for a person to give thanks and to claim that it is not Allah, it is something else that is the giver, that is distributing everything. This is called kufr and this is called shirk. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most heinous of sins and guna that a person can do is al-ishraku billah. For a person to do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, my respected brothers, we should not take these festivals very lightly, that you know what, it is just an enjoyment. Christmas party. We are all colleagues and work people. It's a Christmas party. Merry Christmas. Let's exchange gifts now. Oh, it is Diwali. Not just with Christmas, any other festival. Most of these days are actually connected to shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that is why we have to be very, very careful. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we are told in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to respect your neighbors, be it Muslims, non-Muslims. Throughout the year, behave well with them. Maintain your good character with the people that are around you. All that is there. But when it comes to their deen, their ideology, something that can trigger the seeds of kufr inside you, you have to be very careful. Sharia, Islam, is so particular in maintaining tawheed. I'll just give you a few examples. The janaza namaz that we pray. What have you noticed? What is missing from the janaza? Sajda and ruku. Now even if there was sajda and ruku, it would have been that we are actually praying to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is this possibility that the mayyit is in front of you. Mayyit is in front of you. Even this waswasa, that this man was pious or this man was so and so, and you know what, shaitan puts it in your mind and it is the janaza namaz, and how long does two rakats take? So let us do ruku and let us do sajda. Even that has been removed from Sharia. That this namaz is only of one unit and a few takbir, bas, few takbirats. And there is no ruku and there is no sujood in this. In case anybody feels that, you know, this waswasa entered the heart, that I am actually doing sajda to someone else. That is why also some of the fuqaha have said that, you know, praying any namaz in the Kabristan, they have given their own reasons and masail. So in Sharia, it is so delicate, this topic of making sure that you don't do shirk with Allah. Our scholars, even if you are making salam to someone, and some people, you know, for some reason, they'll go really down and make salam like that. Some people will go a bit down. Even this is not jaiz. Because this ruku is exclusively for Allah. So the one who teaches you martial arts and then you go down like that, I'm not sure. You know. But you can't even do that to him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so careful. that people knew of him as the great Khalifa. And just to make sure that the aqaid is clean, he stopped everyone that was in the mataf doing tawaf. And people stopped when he stopped. And he looked at the stone, the black stone. And he said, Inni a'lamu innaka hajar. Umar knows that you are nothing but a stone. You are nothing but a stone. Even you, Hajar-e Aswad, the black stone of Jannah, you don't give benefit or harm to anyone. But the only reason we come close to you is that Allah's Nabi had kissed you, so we are kissing you. But even this is not an obligation. Most of the people who do Umrah and Hajj come back never ever kissing the Hajar. How many people do that? Can you kiss the Hajar 7 times? You can't. Unless you want to go for jihad. You want to go for jihad, then you go for jihad. Just make sure you've written your will. It's not easy to get into that corner. That corner is a difficult corner. But most of the people, once in a lifetime, maybe they have kissed. And you may have noticed also the arrangement of our salah. When we are actually doing ruku and sajda, the person in front is not facing you. You are doing ruku and sajda to his back. What are you doing? To his back. There's no reverence, there's no honor, there is no izzat that you are giving. And also, there is no Kaaba. A Muslim is not worshipping the Kaaba. There is no Kaaba in front of all the people when they are praying namaz. You can pray namaz in an open area. So this Tawheed concept in Islam is so important that we don't take lightly. A group of the companions, when they came from their travel, they said, O Nabi of Allah, we have seen people doing sajda and they go into sujood to their leaders. And who is greater than you, O Nabi of Allah, that you are Khatamun Nabiyin? We might as well do sajda to you, prostrating to you. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam got very angry. In fact, he got so angry, he said to the companions, even after my departure, don't make my resting place a masjid, a place of worship. Don't even do that. Subhanallah. That is why if you look at how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qabr-e-athar is, it is completely sealed. In fact, nobody has any idea how it is actually. But it is completely sealed. Nobody has the access to do anything. And we see what is happening in India and many parts of the world. People go and kiss graves and people doing sujood and sajda to human beings. These are, you know, the roots of shirk that slowly take foundation and it will lead a person in the wrong direction. And that is why, alhamdulillah, 25th of December, the new year, and all of these festivals that are in front of us, we have to be very dutiful that we obey Allah and His Rasul, and we thank Allah that Allah has saved us from shirk. Allah has saved us from shirk. Imagine the zulm that has happened to this great Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And that is why the Quran has given so much information about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, that you won't find so much information about any other Nabi. Why? Because his coming in this dunya was going to be a test, the final test for the people of the Jews, Banu Israel. That's why Isa alayhi salam is considered to be an ayah, a great sign from Allah. The final test to see how strong their iman is, how strong is tawheed. And Banu Israel, the Jews were very weak. Musa alayhi salam went up to the mountains and they started worshipping the calf. Started worshipping the cow. This is also mentioned in the Quran. So that level of tawheed in them was very, very weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So in the Quran we see Surah Maryam. One entire chapter named after a woman. And they say, what rights has Quran and Islam given to women? Have you got a chapter in your scripture named after a woman? Have you? Have you got a chapter in your scripture named after a woman? No. Surah Maryam, mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Another chapter, Imran. Ali Imran, Nana, the maternal grandfather of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. To actually show that Isa alayhi salatu was salam was a human being. He was created. And that is why when he was born, the very first kalam of Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Subhanallah, ajeeb. And this is in the Quran. The very first speech of this babe, Hazrat Maryam is carrying Isa alayhi salam. And this is not usual, of course, babies don't speak. But Isa alayhi salam did. And the first thing he said, Inni Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah. Because naturally, when you come in this dunya, in a way that is generally not known. And this was the Qudrat of Allah. Allah wanted to show and test the people of Banu Israel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in His kalam. That inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. That the example of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, is like Adam alayhi salam. Isa is like Adam alayhi salam. What makes Isa alayhi salam so much like Adam alayhi salam? What is the resemblance? Number one, Isa alayhi salatu was salam also lived with the angels. What did he do? Angels. He lived with the angels. Sorry, Adam alayhi salam lived with the angels. Isa alayhi salatu was salam is also with the angels. Adam alayhi salatu was salam came down from the heavens. Isa alayhi salam will also come down. The resemblance is there. And this is a very important aqeedah, my brothers. You will find a lot of people that have moved away from the teachings of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat, and Allah save us. People of fitna like Ghamdi in Pakistan, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, and also that Imran Hussein, that guy who is always talking about Dajjal and things like that. All of these people are of the aqeedah that Isa alayhi salam died. Isa alayhi salam has passed away. This goes against the aqaid of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. This goes against the teachings of the Quran. Isa alayhi salatu was salam has not passed away. Because death comes once. And Isa alayhi salatu was salam will have to come back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam to show the people the power and the might of Allah. That Allah can create Adam alayhi salam without mother and father. without mother and father. And Allah created a woman, Hawa, without a male intervention. Hawa was created without a female intervention. And Hawa was created without a female intervention. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was created without a male intervention. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create how He wills. This biological system that a man, woman gets married and alhamdulillah, whatever happens, happens. And that is how insan comes into this dunya. Generally that is the case. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create whatever He wants and however He wants. The angels don't have parents. Jibreel alayhi salam hasn't got a mother or a father or any siblings or anything like that. Allah creates how He wills. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam in this manner, at the same time to protect the iman of the people, giving an opportunity to Banu Israel, He immediately said, Inni Abdullah, be careful, who am I? I am Allah's servant. And Allah can do whatever He wants. Atani al-kitab, I will be given the book. Nabuwat was given to Isa alayhi salam at an early age. Because of the dua and the plan of Allah. Waja'alani nabiyya. So khair, my respected brothers, we have to be very careful when it comes to doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the London mayor, kya naam hai iska? Siddiq Khan. Siddiq Khan. We see him going to the temple, worshipping the idols, doing puja. And then they say, we are also Muslims, we also worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things are totally wrong. It is so ajeeb that when an imam will say to the community that, you know, these are the things that you should not do, liberal-minded people, you know what they say? And these mullahs are like extremists. Can you imagine that? How shaitan puts the words in their mouth. These maulanas, what are they? Extremists. Look, we live in this country, we have to live with everyone. Who is telling you not to live with everyone? Tomorrow will you compromise to eat pork? Tomorrow will you compromise to drink alcohol? Tomorrow will your women want to put chandla here, chandla? You want to put all these compromises, all these things? You want to assimilate in what? Everything? We must thank the ulama. It is the ulama who are protecting our iman. Day and night they have the fikr of this ummah. And for no other reason, only for the pleasure of Allah, they will sit on the pulpit and think, oh, this is a danger zone to the community. This is danger for iman. This is wrong for iman. This is wrong for iman. And to educate the masses, to educate the masses, to educate the masses by protect your iman, protect your iman, protect your iman. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so shirk is so dangerous, my respected brothers, that the Quran, the kalam of Allah, we have one wali of Allah whose name is Hakim Luqman. And Hakim Luqman is giving nasihat, good advice to his child. That my young children that are here, always remember that when you have somebody who is nagging at you and reminding you of what is good and what is wrong, never get angry and never take offense. There are so many people today in this world that there is no one around them to tell them anything. And the only people who are talking to them are those whose mind are like shayateen. Count yourself lucky. Alhamdulillah, Allah chose you. You come to the masjid. Your parents are telling you something good. Do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Don't think that, no, you know what? It's wrong for them to say this to me. These are all the lines of shaitan that shaitan puts in your mind. And so the father is talking to the son. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانَ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ O my beloved son, listen to me. And the first sabak he gave to his son. And he's saying that whether I am alive or I am not alive, remember the one thing you must always think about. La tushrik billah. Never ever do shirk with Allah. Inna shirka la zulmun azeem. Shirk is the most heinous of crimes that you can commit yourself to. Bahut bara guna, zulm. There is no greater zulm than this, that you do shirk. And shirk is not only that you go to a temple or a church and you are worshipping certain deities that they worship. No, no. Shirk can also be that you say, Ya Ali Madad. This is shirk. This is shirk. What did you say? Ya Ali Madad. Why are you saying Ya Ali? Why don't you say Ya Abu Bakr Madad? Who has stopped you from saying Abu Bakr Madad? Ya Umar Madad? Ya Uthman Madad? Ya Hassan Madad? But why Ya Ali? Ya Ali? Ya Ali? Because Shias, in their doctrine, they believe that by taking the name of Hazrat Ali, calamities are removed. What is it? Musibat is removed. Barakat is given by the name Ali. And this can open the doors of shirk. Have you ever seen any Nabi taking the name of a previous Nabi? And they were the best of the best. Have you ever seen the best of the best Sahaba taking the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Never. So all of these things can be very, very critical, my respected brothers. Sometimes even your ta'weez. And actually today I wanted to talk about something else, but I just thought with the flow, with the topic and the season, you know, that we are in. But I wanted to actually talk about how in this modern world nowadays, the jinns are infiltrating. How the jinns infiltrate. What we should be doing. And how kufr is slowly entering. This is also something we have to understand. Because this is also shirk. And so, kufr and shirk is so dangerous, my respected brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person is doing shirk, takes away hidayat from him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَظَلَمُوا. The one who does kufr and does zulm, zulm here means shirk. لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Allah will not forgive him. وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا. And Allah will not guide him to any path. Allah will not also guide him to any path. But Allah is saying there's only one path he will be guided to. إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمْ. The path of Jahannam. وَكَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. And this is very, very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. How dare. Imagine insan, how blind he has become, that he is saying that the most compassionate has taken an offspring. The most compassionate, Rahman, has taken an offspring, a child. Allah is saying, لَكَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّ. What an outrageous claim. And then Allah is saying, if it was not for the hukam of Allah, if it was not for the order of Allah, what would have happened to those who are saying that there is family of Allah? What would have happened of those who have this aqeedah? Allah is saying, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ. It would have been that the heavens would have split open. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ. The earth would have opened up. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّ. and the mountains would have crumbled into pieces. This is the kind of punishment would have been given to them. أَنْدَعَوْ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا, that they are saying that the most compassionate has got a son. How is that possible? So for a person to do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, we have to be very, very, very careful. Subhanallah. And we should not be compromising in things that are going to be harmful to us when it comes to tawheed. So these are things that we have to be very careful. Allah save us. Allah save us. Look at the history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us very openly, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى. Remember that the Christians and the Jews will never be happy with you. Never. Until when? Allah is saying, حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ, until you follow their ideology. Otherwise they will never ever accept you. You know, Michael Jackson from black became white. What? From black he became white. Did they accept him? Are you going to be... You can go and polish your skin by and make your skin white. Angrez ban jao. You will not be accepted for your values until you cut yourself totally out from Allah and His Rasul, then possibly. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, Ajib. Brothers, who is the conqueror? Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi. You know, one man, when the Crusaders had captured Masjid-e-Aqsa, so one young Muslim man wrote a letter to Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi. And he wrote a letter to the Sultan saying that our ears are dying to hear the adhan in Masjid-e-Aqsa. That even adhan is not allowed in Masjid-e-Aqsa. When will you come and free Masjid-e-Aqsa? And when will you come and assist the Muslim Ummah? You know, when this young man wrote this letter and Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi was reading the letter, فَبَقَى بُقَاءً شَدِيدًا, he was crying profusely and shaking. These were our leaders. Who were they? Allah give us these leaders. Honestly, we miss these leaders who only loved Allah and His Rasul, and who loved their deen, and who loved Islam. And you know what? Who did not have the fear for anyone but Allah. Today this ummah is suffering. Why? Hubbu dunya, intense love of this dunya. Intense love of this dunya has put this disease inside us. Wahan. Wahan. That we dislike death and we love dunya. So much dunya we love. Believe me, we love dunya so much. That is why it's becoming very difficult for people to even speak out. And you know what they say? It's okay. Sabar karo bhai, fitna hoga. Sabar karo bhai, kya hoga? Fitna hoga. Zulm upon zulm. When there is no one to stop zulm, Sultan Salahuddin at that time took an oath and qasam, and he said, I will not rest until inshaAllah Masjid-e-Aqsa is free. And this is what he did. He prepared an army and mashaAllah, he defeated all the Crusaders and the Christians that were there. And these were the same people who had captured Muslim lands. And alhamdulillah, when Sultan Salahuddin had taken control of Masjid-e-Aqsa, and when for the first time adhan was given from Masjid-e-Aqsa, the whole ummah was crying. And you know what they did? What they did? Allahu Akbar. They made one section of Masjid-e-Aqsa into a pigsty. Stables. Where the animals would urinate. And this is where the pigs were all there. A pigsty. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi was shocked to see this. And the Muslims had purified the masjid with their tears. Subhanallah. This is the qurbani of our forefathers, my respected brothers. Don't sell, you know, the qurbani, the sacrifice that has come from the companions and our predecessors by taking all these festivals very lightly and just partaking, participating, and just saying whatever we want to say to please others. Yes, respect everyone, be of good character, but when it comes to upholding your principle, it is very, very important. And because we love Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, because he is the Nabi of Allah, and that is why when it comes to celebrations like Christmas and all these pagan festivals, Muslims are very, very careful. And so my respected brothers, just to conclude, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not die. He did not die. So what had happened, there is a verse of the Quran. When they laid a siege and they found out where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is. You see, the difference between Sahaba and this Ummah and the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is very different. The Banu Israel were very weak when it comes to obeying their Nabi. When it comes to obeying the... But the Arabs of the Arabian Peninsula, they were very brave and very strong. And they were committed and they knew that we will follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the letter uncompromisingly. This was the difference. So when he knew that, you know, these are people, and amongst my own group of people they are traitors. Amongst my own group of people they are traitors. The Roman Empire army knew straight away, they came and they knew Isa alayhi salam is there. And they were sure that now we will kill Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam is looking up and saying to Allah Bari Ta'ala, are they also going to kill me? Are they also going to kill me? Because it's now, it seems like they are going to kill me. Allah revealed the verses of the Quran which we read. Inni mutawaffika. It is not in their hands to give you death. It is only Allah who can give you death. Allah gives you death. It is not in their hands. Allah is saying no. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. We will uplift you towards the heavens, towards us. And so Isa alayhi salatu wasalam never ever passed away. Understand this. And so he was taken up, he was lifted up by the malaika on top. And then what has happened? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also before all this had clearly mentioned to the people, and he is the only Nabi, because the time between Isa alayhi salam and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was just slightly more than 500 years. So he said to them, Inni Rasulullah, I am also the Nabi of Allah. But after me, wa mubashiram bi Rasul. Remember carefully that after me a Nabi is going to come whose name is Ahmad and whose name is Muhammad. Ahmad and Muhammad is the same. So he said that after me a Nabi will come whose name is Ahmad. And so when he comes, it will become farz upon all of humanity to take him to be the Nabi, because he will be aqib, the final Nabi, wala Nabiya ba'di, and there is no Nabi after me. So that is why alhamdulillah, Allah has chosen us and Allah has given us the hidayat that we sincerely follow Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam. And of course Allah has given us the hidayat that we follow the teachings of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is the only Nabi. You see, so many Anbiya wanted the sharf of meeting Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. And this sharf was given to every one of them in Mi'raj. This sharf was given to every one of them in Mi'raj. Everyone met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This meeting was very important. But then this unique relationship that this Nabi has got is that he is the only Nabi who is the member of this Ummah. He also became the member of this Ummah. No other Nabi has this honor. And Isa alayhi salatu was salam is going to come down in the year 2023. Spread the news. Dekha, breaking news ban jayega, Mauli sahab ne kaha. Don't do that, bhai. Don't do that. You know, we don't know when he's going to come, but we know for a fact he is going to come. No doubt he is going to come. And when he comes down, everything has been mentioned. And that is why his love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so intense. He will be such an ashik of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his residence will be where? Where will his residence be? Madina Munawwara. His residence will be in Madina Munawwara and he will get married to a Madani lady. He will get married to a woman from Madina. And such a lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he dies, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti and the Mufassirin have mentioned even today there is one space that is reserved only for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And on the day of Qiyamah, the sharf given to this ummah is that Isa alayhi salam will also come out from the grave where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rauza Mubarak is. But on the day of Qiyamah, it will be testing time for the people who had taken him to be Aliyazu Billah, God or the Son of God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this community, that is why shirk is such a guna, that we are reminded of this when we are reading Surah Fatiha. غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَدْضَالِينَ. Allah, don't make us from those who have been led astray. And who are they? The Christian community, that they had taken a Nabi of Allah who said, I am Abdullah. But Shaitan twisted their minds. Shaitan twisted their minds. And this is what happens, my respected brothers. When you keep on entertaining the wrong, when you keep on entertaining the wrong, you are always watching the wrong things, you are always hearing the wrong things, your company is always wrong, you are always happy with the wrong crowd, a time will come that it is like quicksand, it will not allow you to come out from that situation. So you have to be very careful. And this is what is happening today. Aliyazu billah. Allah save us. So all the time at your first opportunity eject. Aapne wo jet plane dekha hai. If the plane is going to crash, what does the pilot do? Ejects. Have you seen how he ejects? Immediately he will eject to get out. To save his life. With the parachute he will come down. He's trained. And the problem with us is we don't know how to eject. We want to only listen to the wrong people. Only wrong people. The people who are going to tell us that your wrong is right. Your wrong is right. And people like that. And so this group started emerging. How can he be the prophet of Allah? He was born like this. You know, his miracle is that somebody who was blind, he gave him sight. Once or twice, sometimes, you know, somebody who died, Isa alayhi salam gave him life. And this was all difficult for them, and slowly Shaitan now puts his works with the people. And the human mind is such. That is why this dua is very important. Ya Muqallibul Qulub, O Allah, the turner of the hearts. Allah, always keep our hearts firm to your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. And so Allah save us from shirk. Allah save us from shirk, and we need to uphold our principles. Everything else, my respected brothers, that is fine. When it is not in hindrance to your deen, that is fine. But anything that is going to be of hindrance to your iman, to your Islam, to the shariat, then a person needs to be very firm, holding on to the teachings of Islam. Allah give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.